Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 12th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Reuven Bashnak of the OU Jewish Learning Initiative on campus, OUJLIC, at Brooklyn College, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Bashnak slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Bashnak.
Thank you so much. It's a great honor to speak to you all today. And it's a wonderful pleasure. We're now in the weeks after Tisha B'Av, which are called the Shiv, the Nechemta, called after the weekly prophetic reading, the seven Haftorahs of consolation. And after Tisha, especially in this year, where we're especially in need of some consolation and some inspiration. And I was thinking about it a lot. I was speaking with my wife, and a famous story came to mind. There was once a lady showed up in shul one day. They'd never seen her before. She was there during the parshiyos of Yosef, and she was crying. Through the entire reading of the Torah, she was crying very hard. Afterwards, they approached her and said what was wrong. She said, "It's so sad that these brothers, they can't get along, and they sold Yosef into slavery, and it was really, really, really horrible." And you know, the rabbi came over and said, "Don't worry, you'll see, by the end of the story, things will work out okay." Well, she thanked the rabbi and they disappeared again. She was not seen for until another year to the Shabbos. She's back in shul, same parsha. And this time, she's shaking her head back and forth. The entire leaning, she's shaking her head back and forth and tutting. And they again approached her and said, "Madam, what's going on?" And she said, "Well, last year, if they didn't know, how to stay away from each other, but now, it was sad. But now already they should have learned their lesson. I have no rachmanis from." And the feeling that we have, during these days of consolation, these days after Tisha B'Av, one starts to develop a certain feeling, a certain weariness, a certain tiredness. I don't know if you feel it. I felt it when we were saying the kina of Eish Tukat B'Kirbi, the one that alternates, recounting how the celebration that the Jews, when they left Mitzrayim and they came to Eretz Yisrael, and the sadness and mourning when they left from Yerushalayim. And it goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, leaving from Mitzrayim, leaving from Yerushalayim. There's a certain feeling that comes about. It's depicted as the custom that we have to put a Seder plate because on one level it represents the Korban Chagiga, the Korban that was brought when we go to Beis HaMikdash. Also the same, the Shari Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch explains that it's also the same day of the week of Tisha B'Av is the same day of the week of Pesach night, of Seder night, the highest high and the lowest lows. And the fact that an egg is a circle tells us that it goes around and it goes around and it goes around. And now it's after Tisha B'Av, but it's going to come back to Pesach again, but it's going to come back to Tisha B'Av again. So on one level, we feel like we're caught in this horrible dance. And we want there to be an end. We want to go home already. So I saw an unbelievable insight from the soul of Eve. I'd like to say I said it for the first time this year, but unfortunately I had underlines in it in my book, which meant that I'd seen it the year before. But it struck me as very powerful. But the Rav asks an unbelievable question. Why is it that we read this week's Parsha, Beschanan, on Tisha B'Av, the Parsha of Kisalid Banim? It would make more sense that we would read the Parsha of the Meraglim on Tisha B'Av, because every other Yontif, you read the laning that has to do with, you know, the story that you found yourself in. But on Pesach, we read about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And on Shavuos, we read about Matan Torah. So it wouldn't make sense if we read about the Meraglim on Tisha B'Av. The Rav says no. The Rav says because the story of Tisha B'Av only ends with that it'll be a night of crying forever. That's not a great message. That's not what Chazal wanted us to think on Tisha B'Av. Hashem, the Chazal told us that we should read Kisali Banim because the story goes that yes, things will get old, and yes, you'll sin, and yes, you'll go out to exile. But there will be Kashta Misham, as Hashem Elokecha, and there, in the middle of all that, you will search for Hashem, and you will find Him, and then He'll bring you home. The idea which comes out, Parshas Veschanan, is so nechamatic. It's so filled, suffused with nechama, to remind us that no, there's an end to all of this. The sof, we will go home. The dance of Tisha B'Av Pesach will end. Hashem will take us out. We'll go home. And only on the condition that we search for Him. And that's a beautiful nechama, that there's an end to this exile, that we're not in prisoners of time, that we don't have to be like this lady, you know, said, oh, but we should have known better. We don't have to know better. That there isn't a way out of this cycle. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He's waiting for us to find Him again. It's on us to do so. And we can do it. And promises us that we will do it. It's a powerful message. Powerful, powerful message. May we merit to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu who we've been looking for and realize that He's been looking for us also this entire time. To have a nechama, we should internalize these 7 weeks of nechama to the point that Hashem, we should all be able to go home to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild Beis HaMikdash. Thank you again for the opportunity to speak with you. Okay, we will say some Tehillim now. Kapibach Chav Chav Gimel Kuf Chav Aleph and Kuf Lamed 20, 23, 121 and 130. I will begin now. Lamanaseach Mizmor LaDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yizgavcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh Umetzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Mincha Secha Volascha Yedashna Sela, Yiten Lecha Kilavavacha, Bechol Atzascha, Yimalei, Neranana Bishua Secha, Uvashem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yamale Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha. Ata Yadati, Ki Hoshi Adonai Meshicho, Yanehu Mishmei Kodesho, Bigvuros Yesha, Yamino, Eva Varechev, Ve'eva Vasusim, Vanachnu, Vishem Adonai Eloheinu, Naskir, Hema Karu, Vanafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu, Venisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelch Yanenu, Yom Korenu. 23. Mizmor LaDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsar, Dinos Deshe Yarbitzeni, Almei menuchos in aleni, nafshi yishoviv yancheni b'magle tzedek l'man shemo, am ki elech begeitz almaves lo ira ra yata imadi, shivtecha umishantecha hema yinachemuni, ta'aruch lefanai shulchan Neged Tzorarai, Ishanta, Vashemin Roshi, Kosi Rivaya, Achtov Vachesed, Yudafuni Koimechayai, Vishafti Bevesa Donai, Yorech Yami. 121. Shir Lamalos, Esai Inai El Hearim, Neayim Yabo Ezri, Ezri Mim Adonai, Ose Shamaim Vaoretz, Ayitem Lamot Raglecha, Ayanum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishon, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzucha, Hayat Yiminecha, Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakeka, Beareach Balaila, Adonai Yishmorcha, Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzischa Pamiata V'yad Olam. 130. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Kirasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bikori, Tiena Oznecha Kashuvos, Lakol Tachanunai, Im Avonos Tishmor Yah, Adonai Miyamod, Kimcha Haslicha Leman Tivare, Kivisi Adonai, Kivsa Nafshi, Belivaro, Hochalti, Nafshi, Ladonai, Mishomrim, Laboker, Shomrim, Laboker, Yachel, Yisrael, El Adonai, Ki im Adonai Hachesed, Ter Harbe Imofedus, Fuhu Yifte, Es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosa Av. 1. Avosenu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech Yipiyate Es Hacholim. Ba'avur shekol hakal mispalim ba'avuram bischarze hakadosh baruch hu yimale rachamim aleihem rachulimam raposam rachzikam rachayosam v'yishlach lahem mehera roshama min hashamayim v'chol azrayim v'chol gideihem v'soch shal cholei Yisrael refuas hanefesh refuas haguf hashta ba'agala v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzala v'shivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotiyem mitzara l'rvacha me'afela le'ora v'meshivu d'geula hatsa ba'gala v'zman kariv v'nomar amein.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Bashanek. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah, all of those in need will be answered with Tova for good. And again, as we say, you know, we've been saying recently, whatever it is that we may be praying for those looking to get married, for Shidduchim, for those hoping to be blessed with healthy children, to have nachas from them, for those in need of parnasa, success, and substantive livelihood, may all of our tefillot, whatever they may be, may they be answered with Tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.